What's up, boys and girls? My name is Jeff Scott Mitchell, and I'm on my 15-minute break, and I just got on the glider. I came over here, got on it, and I looked outside, and I'm looking, and I'm like, it looked like it's raining. The ground was wet. I'm like, is it raining? And then I just saw somebody walking down the street using an umbrella. The reason that is so fascinating to me is because today was so sunny and bright that I actually went for a walk. I haven't been out the house. I only think I've been out the house twice since Monday. And today I just got tired of being on the glider. I was like, I need to walk and test out my foot. My foot did good. But the whole point is, I woke up this morning and, you know, it was sunny. I could tell from the blinds there was sun coming in. And it was, and I was warm. So I was like, okay, it's not that cold outside or whatever. And then I noticed my sinuses was just doing a little bit of acting, a little bit of sinus pressure. Just a little bit of sinus pressure. I even woke up and said, you know, I got this little bit. I'm going to take a Tylenol. I'm going to eat. Put something on my stomach. I'm going to take my vitamin and I'm going to take a Tylenol. And then so I did that and it was sunny, you know, most of the day. And usually when I feel the sinuses, I check my phone to see when rain is coming. And I think I did that and didn't see any rain or whatever. But now I'm looking outside and it's raining. It's just freaking ridiculous. I can predict the rain. It's like I can predict it every time right before it rains, my sinuses start. I don't know what it is. I don't know why. And this is not allergies. It used to be allergies. Allergies was different. Allergies was my nose would get clogged up. Eyes would be running. Nose would be running. And I would get like a little headache. But I think that might be sinuses too, sinus and allergy combination or whatever, because the sinuses feel like more pressure. I feel like a pressure on my nose and behind my eyes. And it's like a little, I get like a headache in the back of my head, an ache in the back of my head. And it happens every time right before it rains. It's just ridiculous. And then I get up on this thing and I look outside and it looked like it's raining. I'm like, oh my God, life, life. L-I-F-E, people, life and conscious awareness, conscious of your surroundings, conscious of how your environment affects you, how you respond to it, how we evolved to be a part of this system, how we are a part of the system. And it may seem like there's a difference between me and the building over there and the stove over there. And the walls over there and this glider I'm on. But I'm thinking if we step back far enough or step back or step inside deep enough, we'll find out we're all the same thing. We're all the same. It's all complete. Even air. Air is not nothing. There's a lot of particles in air. It's like air is not nothing. Air is something. We can, just because we can see through it and it looks like we can glide through it, and you know, and it's like nothing there. No, there's a lot in the air. So this is like this little ecosystem we're in inside this atmosphere on this planet where I try to think of it as all the same thing, all one entity, all one, you know, operating as an organism from the oceans to the wind to the clouds, to how moisture is transformed from rain to water to oceans, sun, the plants processing oxygen and carbon dioxide from the soil, fungus, and just everything, how bacteria, how everything works together. And even in the air, the stuff we breathe, there's something in it where there's a continuum between us and everything. There's no isolation. There probably is, but I wanted to ponder that idea that we're all just in this thing as one. It's just one solid thing. Just imagine looking at the earth. Check this out. Just imagine looking at the earth or even the whole universe as a single cell. Our bodies has trillions of cells in it. It is possible that the universe is the same. No matter how vast we look at the universe and how vast it is to us, it could be just one. It could be like a cell in a body of another being. these are the scales that we have to, that we should, or we're trying to wrap our minds around. Our minds evolved to eat and not be eaten. Anything in our early development that did not directly lead to our survival probably didn't get prominence in the evolutionary trait scale. So basically, we just evolved not to understand the universe, not to understand everything that's going on. We evolved not to get eaten, to eat and not to be eaten, survival. So, and it's just been questions asked, you know, are we capable of understanding reality? Or are we just capable of understanding the reality that is immediate to our safety and immediate to our continuation of life and all that stuff? Because we really don't know what reality is. And I'm leaning more and more towards that we really don't know what reality is. And each individual basically can make up, each individual has its own reality. That's true metaphorically, figuratively, and probably literally. That each individual is going to see things completely different than everybody, and they're going to have their own reality. And who's to say what is real and what isn't? The only thing we can do is form a consensus on, okay, we all agree that that's white. We all agree that this is black. We all agree that this is red. But one person could look at that red thing and see, we don't know what color they're seeing. We just know. And they just know whenever they see whatever shade of color that is, that everybody calls it red. The green screen behind me. Everybody looks at that and say, oh, that's green. We don't know if they're seeing green. They could be seeing blue, but they've been taught or they've been trained to understand that when they see that color, everybody calls it green. So reality is just more of a consensus. Of course, there's some basic things we're going to look at that we can almost break down to something almost binary, like this is there or this is not. That car is there or that car is not. There's probably specifics that we can just really just make everything so philosophically muddied and contorted that we probably couldn't even have a conversation, because we have to agree to have a conversation. We have to agree on the language that we use, the protocol, the words. We have to agree on that. If we don't agree on the protocol, the words, the language, we can't have a conversation. So there's certain things that we have to agree on, whether we agree with them or not. We have to settle, at least. And now, since it's raining, my sinuses, it seems like once the rain comes, my sinuses get better. You know, once it rains, it gets better. During that time, it was raining for like almost 2 straight weeks or whatever. It was kind of cumbersome through that. And then it kind of broke a little bit, and sinuses were okay. I was okay during the P-Funk shows when I went to Vegas, because it was raining here and it wasn't in Vegas. I don't know if that has anything to do with it. When I came back here, I felt a little something, something. And then this morning, I felt my nose. I could feel the pressure right now. That's why I took a Tylenol and my vitamin. I could feel the pressure. It's not turning into like a really bad headache, but it's throbbing. And I come out here and look and it's raining. I'm like, well, I'll be. I'm like, well, I'll be. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it's kind of cool as I get older, I start to notice things like that. When I first start noticing that my allergies happen every time before it rained. And to the point I'd start, and I feel that little drip down the back of my neck, on my back of my throat. And I look at my weather app. Rain in 2 days. And so one time I said, nope, it's going to rain tomorrow. I could tell by the way my sinuses and the way my allergies are happening, it's not going to rain Friday. It's going to rain before Friday. I can tell you that now. And that's kind of cool to have that, you know. It's kind of cool to have that. Let's just be honest. To at least recognize that about yourself. Or to recognize that as a thing. You know, to recognize that that is something that you're responding to your environment, and the things around you with or for. So that's that. Rain. I got up and I was like, because I'm working, you know, I'm just like, you know, I took the time off and I'm just like, I can feel it. It's not hurting bad. And if I don't think about it, I kind of don't feel it, but it's definitely there and it definitely feels heavy. It brings my mood down a little. It makes me just want to eat and sleep. You know, you just want to just, it's not bad. I'm not in pain, but it's just an ache in my nose and a little ache, head throbbing, a little back of my head. But at least when I went for a walk today, my foot was okay. See, when I went for a walk today, I had no signs of rain. I saw no signs of rain. Sure enough, I don't know what it is. Some people say it's pollen. I don't know. Everybody says pollen and allergies and weed or whatever. Weeds or whatever is going on here in California because it's so dry most of the time. I even got a humidifier going in here just trying to see if that helped me out. Or do I need it for it to stay dry or to keep moisture? I don't know. But I'm looking at the... And it made me happy to look out there and see it raining. I was like, I knew it. That's why I jumped up and cut this on really quick. Jumped up just so I could talk about it. Had me so excited. Because my nose started up and it's going to rain. When you go to the doctor, that's one thing I learned too about the doctor. When you go to the doctor, you pretty much got to tell them what is wrong with you. When I go to the doctor, I got to have an agenda. I got to have almost a mapped out plan because I find myself doing that with customers too. It's like I put the onus on them to tell me what's going on. You know, I'm not a magician. You got to give me some information. And I'm starting to realize when I go to the doctor, it's a lot of speculation. You know, they don't got all the answers. But they should have access to all the answers and a resource. It's like when I help a customer, I may not be able to help them right then and there, but I have the means and the support behind me to get the answer, no matter what they ask. So when I go to the doctor, you know, I don't expect to walk in there and say, "This hurts, fix it." I've realized a long time ago that's not the way life or human beings work. You almost got to do most of. You got to take the onus of doing most of the work yourself, and then present it to them, and then just hope. And then when they do come up with something spectacular or something, you know, above or whatever, you know, extra, little extra, and they can add to it. You know, you take that as a benefit. But most of the time, I go in there, basically like this is what I want. You know, I go in there basically like this is what I want. This is what I need. You know. So that's that. Just want to throw that on there. I think I'm going to save it. Huh.